She will suck you dry. Now, the topic of this video is about women who suck the life out of you, whether it's a woman you're dating, maybe just a woman you're talking to that you want to sleep with. It's not so much, you know, like gold diggers and women who will, you know, suck the money out of you per se. It's more about women who are like emotional vampires who will just suck the energy out of you, you know, while you're dealing with them. And I got this topic. I was on a live stream. I called into Darius MGTOW, MGTOW Knowledge Darius. I just called into his show, and this kind of gave me the idea for this video. So basically, this is you know, how women will suck you dry. And I was talking to him about how, you know, let's say you meet a woman, right, and you guys start dating. You know, whatever you do in the beginning, she likes it, right? Let's say you're a tough dude. You know, I used to be like on that, you know, wannabe gangster rapper, you know, that was like my little swag, you know, back in high school, right? I was like the tough guy, right? So I would meet girls, right, who were attracted to me because I was that tough guy, or I was that, you know, up and coming, whatever, you know, guy, right? And in the beginning, they would be very attracted to, you know, how I'm like standoffish and how I don't take any other crap and how I don't, you know, put up with anything and I just do whatever I want. But as time goes on, they started getting used to it, right? And then they start kind of getting bored of it. They're like, yeah, you know, I've seen this. So what they do, they'll start pressuring you. They'll start pushing you. They'll start, you know, and antagonizing you to get you to take it to the next level, right? You know, they want to see you even crazier than you were before. You know, if she saw you beat up one guy last week, she wants to see you beat up two guys next week, you know, to keep her interested. You know, if you robbed one bank last week, you got to rob two banks this week, you know, to keep her interested. You always have to up the ante. You always have to go higher and higher and higher. And that drains the life out of a man because, you know, as guys, we just want peace, right? We just want to relax. We want to just be able to kick our feet up after a long day of work. You know, we go out to work every morning. We're going to war with other men, right? We're fighting other men for money, basically, when we go to the job or whatever. We don't want to come home and have to go to war with you, you know, because you're bored and you want to just have some fun and some drama. That is incredibly soul-sucking, you know, for a man to deal with. It's hard enough just being a man going out into the world dealing with other men, you know, especially blue pill men, but to have to come home to a woman or to have to go see a girlfriend after work or whatever that also wants drama, also wants you to be crazy. I mean, you're going to be dead at like 35. Your like stress levels are going to be through the roof, right? And I say this from experience. You know, I speak from experience when I say women will just suck you dry. They'll suck the life out of you. You know, and it might not even just be that you have to be tough with them and they want to just see you get tougher and tougher. Let's say, like, I had a girl I was dating, right? And in the beginning, let's say we would go to, like, IHOP, you know, every couple, maybe once a week or something, we'd go to IHOP and get breakfast. And then we'd, like, go to her house and watch a movie after and, like, have sex. You know, for a couple weeks or a couple months, that's cool. But guess what? Now she's bored of that. Now she wants you to show her something new. So now she wants you to take her to, like, the Cheesecake Factory, right? Which is more expensive. So you take her to the Cheesecake Factory. You try to show her a good time. A couple months goes by. You know, she's bored of the Cheesecake Factory. Now you have to take her to Disneyland, right? Because she's seen all that other stuff. The point is, you're always going to have to reach higher and higher levels to keep her entertained. And it's just not worth it. You know, you can become Superman. And after a while, you're going to have to become even better than Superman. It never ends. The ceiling always gets like higher and higher. You're never going to reach a point where she's just content. You know, women are never satisfied. They're never at peace. They're never happy. They are like a bucket with a hole at the bottom. And no matter how much money, no matter how much water you pour into that bucket, the hole, it just drains out through the bottom. So eventually, you have to pour so much water in the bucket to keep it full while there's a hole in it and the water is coming out of the bottom at the same time. So you see how insane that is, right? And at the end of it, you know, eventually you'll tire out, you'll stop pouring water in the bucket, it'll get empty, and then she'll grow to resent you because now you're not even what you used to be. You know, you're not even as good to her as you used to be. But she sucked the life out of you. You don't have the energy anymore. So she'll grow to resent you and hate you and, you know, move on to some other guy. And that's really why I don't do the girlfriend thing. I really just do hookups because it's just like, yeah, you know, I like you, let's have sex, you know, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, and then I'm on my way. I'm not, you know, I'm not jumping through these hoops for you. And not only does it get harder and harder to jump through hoops, but what are you getting out of it? You're not getting anything from her. She's not even meeting you on that level and jumping through hoops with you. It's not like the sex gets better the more hoops you jump through. It's not like she becomes freakier. It's not like she becomes more loving the better you become. She actually becomes worse and worse as time goes on. You know, she gets comfortable. She actually starts to decline, right? But you're expected to keep going higher and higher. So you have to keep getting better and better. And she just gets to keep getting worse and worse. And it's like you're moving in two different directions. It's not even fair to you as the guy, you know? And at the end of it, she's not going to appreciate it. She's not going to care. You know, a couple weeks later, she'll move on to the next guy and she'll be like, yeah, you know, whatever. I don't know. I just wasn't feeling it with him anymore. So, you know, it's just like a losing game. You know, it's really not worth it, you know, to really jump through hoops. And, you know, no matter which way you're jumping through hoops, whether you have to keep getting more and more abusive to keep a woman or whether you have to keep doing more and more extravagant things, you know, to keep her interested, or if you have to keep spending more and more money, that's like the worst of them all. I never advise that you even go down that road at all, honestly. But that's really just the moral of the story, guys. You know, women, especially Western women, will just suck you dry if you let them. And you've got to have the discipline to turn that faucet off and say, no more. I'm done. We're done. You know, I'm cutting you off. You're not sucking any more blood out of me, because they will go until you're nothing but skin and bones. You know, they will just let the picture I have for this video of Cell absorbing Piccolo. It's like the same thing with women. That's like a Dragon Ball Z reference, if you guys don't get it. Like the picture, the thumbnail for this video. So if you watch Dragon Ball Z, you know exactly what I'm talking about. You know, in Dragon Ball Z, the villain Cell, the one with the tail, he just goes from city to city sucking the life out of people until there's nothing left. And then he goes on to the next city and just sucks the life out of everyone there. And women are the same way. That's exactly what they do. They just run around sucking the life out of men, you know, until there's like no men left to suck the life out of. That's like their whole game. So, you know, be careful. Don't get caught in that trap. And don't let women suck you dry.